From Feature Story News in Washington, I'm Rebecca Foster. Malaysia's Air Force says missing flight MH370 was last seen hundreds of miles off its planned route. It was last spotted above a small island in the Straits of Malacca, having flown in the opposite direction than its intended path. The new information comes from Malaysia's military radar. The plane disappeared on Saturday en route from Kuala Lumpur to Beijing, with 239 people on board. Meanwhile, Interpol says two men traveling on the flight with stolen passports were Iranians and are not thought to be linked to terrorist groups. But the Secretary General of Interpol, Ronald Noble, says that shouldn't make their presence on board without the correct documents less concerning.
As the belief becomes more certain that these two individuals were probably not terrorists, the interest seems to be dying down because they might just be people who are being smuggled or trafficked. And from Interpol's perspective, the fear, the concern we should all have is that more than a billion times each year, there are people that either cross borders or board planes without having passports screened against Interpol's database.
The local parliament of Crimea has adopted a declaration of independence from Ukraine. The move came ahead of a referendum on Sunday to decide if Crimea should leave Ukraine for Russia. Russia seems ready to welcome the vote, while Ukrainian authorities and the West denounce it as illegitimate. From Moscow, here's Daria Bondarchuk.
The declaration of independence of Crimea was adopted during an extraordinary session of the Republic's parliament. The lawmakers stated it is a necessary legal step ahead of the referendum set to take place in the autonomous republic on March 16. Russian lawmakers, meanwhile, are gearing up to pass a law that would facilitate the annexation of Crimea. The draft bill is to be considered by the Russian parliament on March 21. The United States and the European Union have urged Russia to withdraw its troops stationed on the peninsula back to its bases and refrain from further attempts to annex Crimea. The Ukrainian government warned the Crimean parliament that the upcoming referendum would be illegitimate and urged all nations not to recognize its results.
A simmering fight between the U.S. Congress and the Central Intelligence Agency is escalating. A senior senator says the spy agency may have behaved illegally and unconstitutionally when it searched a computer system reserved for elected representatives. As Malcolm Brown reports, the head of the CIA denies spying on the Senate committee which oversees the agency's activities.
The head of the Senate Intelligence Committee, Dianne Feinstein, accuses the CIA of searching computer systems reserved for use by Congress in its jealously guarded oversight role. She describes it as a possible violation of the separation of powers enshrined in the U.S. Constitution. The senator says the CIA was trying to find out how lawmakers had obtained a draft copy of a sensitive document. The CIA director denies spying on the committee, but says he'll defer to Justice Department investigators now looking into it.
From bureaus worldwide, this is FSN. The U.S. state of Colorado says it took in over $2 million from taxes on recreational marijuana sales in January, the first month that retail pot shops were open. Colorado is the only state in the U.S. to have opened stores where anyone over the age of 21 can legally purchase cannabis. Mary McCarthy reports from Denver.
$14 million worth of pot was sold in January in Colorado's recreational marijuana stores, putting $2.1 million in state coffers from taxes and fees on sales of the drug. Some of that money will go to the construction of new schools and to maintaining the regulatory framework for marijuana sales. Meanwhile, Colorado Governor John Hickenlooper has proposed that the bulk of the remaining funds be devoted to public health campaigns focusing on the prevention and treatment of drug abuse.
And one of Britain's most colorful and best-known union leaders has died at the age of 52. Bob Crowe headed the UK's Rail, Maritime, and Transport Union and had been a difficult opponent for a series of political leaders. As our UK correspondent Natalie Powell reports.
Bob Crowe's supporters argue that he was the most successful General Secretary of Britain's RMT Union, a position that he took up in 2002. In the first 6 years of his leadership, membership swelled from 57,000 to 80,000. But Mr. Crowe was a controversial character, fighting tirelessly for workers' rights, but criticised for his significant salary and holidays abroad. Tributes continue to pour in for the 52-year-old union leader, who started his career working on London's Underground at age 16 and rose through the ranks of the RMT Union.
And that's the latest Feature Story News. Rebecca Foster reporting.